Hey, Smutters.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
You all, everybody. You all.
I love that. So.
You know what it's from, right?
Of course. It's from Lost.
Okay. Let's make sure.
I know that song. How's your week been?
Well, Jen, it's been a week. But you know what? I stay hydrated. And I'm alive.
Well, that is wonderful. I'm so happy for that. So I was listening to a podcast today, and they started talking about the Men in Black.
Is it a competing podcast? I need to go break some kneecaps.
No, we cannot compete with them. Oh. Sorry. They're outstanding. But yes, they were talking about the Men in Black.
Oh, is that why you asked me what it took to become a man in black?
No, I was just thinking about it earlier.
Well, you gotta be a man.
Well, we're gonna say the people in black. The in black? I don't know.
Sounds racist.
That does sound racist. Okay, so we're just gonna stick with Men in Black because that's what everybody knows them as. I was asking Troy what it would take to be a man in black.
You gotta be a man.
But no, you don't, because in the movies,
Men in Black,
they have women in black. So, and they have aliens in black. So it's just.
They also have talking dogs.
It's just a name. So, my question is,
you all, everybody,
what if the Men in Black came and talked to you? Would you be scared? What would you do?
I'd ask them how in the hell I could get a job application.
Right? Are you hiring? No, because I was thinking about it. Like, I would be in like awe. I'd be like, "Can I ask you about 50 million questions real quick?" While they're yelling at you about not saying a word about what you saw. You know?
Right.
Like, I feel like they'd be trying to be really serious and try to scare you a little bit, but at the same time, we'd be like,
what all have you seen?
Yeah, like, what are you hiding? Tell us about the reptilians.
You've been to Area 51.
Who is a reptilian? just stuff like that. I think they'd probably get aggravated and be like, you know what? Let's just shoot them. Or they'd just leave. But then I think we'd probably ask for applications to be in the Men in Black, and they'd probably definitely tell us no.
I definitely want my fingerprints and everything about me erased.
There's another question I was going to ask. Do you have fingerprints?
Like currently?
No, the Men in Black.
No, they erase them, remember? There's no existence of them.
Is it just like the movie?
That's supposedly. Have you heard of it any other way?
Love that movie. Let's watch it. We're going to watch it.
You know, the first one, when he delivers that baby or whatever,
mm-hmm.
That's a Star Wars character.
What?
Kit Fisto.
Oh my gosh, it was Kit Fisto. And I love Kit Fisto. There's just not enough about him.
Yeah.
It's baby Kit. Oh my goodness. Also, Troy sent me a video today. And it's about the Titanic. And it's so funny when things start to happen.
You cannot say that in the same sentence.
No, you really can't. But when things start to happen around, you know, like, this whole ordeal with the sub because of the Titanic and all this, you know. Well, now new stuff's coming out about the Titanic.
Well, actually. This story's been around for a long time about the Titanic.
It has. It
and
really
like
has.
Like that where the older gentleman on his deathbed.
Yes.
Or whatever. Whether it's true or not, I hadn't got the slightest damn clue.
Well,
it's been around. It makes sense.
It's been circulating, and it's getting more tread now, I think. Y'all, what the story is that J.P. Morgan? J.P. Morgan?
Yeah, the bank.
Okay. Yes. So, J.P. Morgan that did the Titanic or whatever.
And he canceled his reservation.
We're going to get to it. We're going to tell him that.
Sorry.
So, what he did was he had a boat called the Olympic. Well, he made another one called the Titanic. The Olympic was in bad shape. The Titanic was set to sail, but they used the Olympic instead. All his investors were on the Titanic, but at the very last minute...
No, not his investors.
What was it?
His competition.
Oh, his competition?
Yeah.
They were on the Titanic. And like Troy said, The J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on the Titanic too, but very last minute, right when they were boarding, he was like, oh, sorry, I can't do this. I've got something I've got to do. So he didn't get on it. So apparently...
How convenient.
So convenient, J.P. Morgan. Apparently, like, they kind of planned for it to sink or whatever because it was such a shitty boat. So then he could collect all of the insurance money from it with it supposedly being a new boat, but he traded it with the old boat. It's kind of a good idea, though. But
except for all the millions of lives lost.
Exactly. Except for the lives lost.
And Jack. Jack hurts my heart.
Well, you know what? Jack probably could have been saved, Rose. So, we're not going to talk about how he could have fit up there with her. That's an ongoing conspiracy theory.
He jumped up on it, though. He slid right back off.
Are you really on Rose's side with this?
I'm not on sides.
Well, I'm on Jack's side because he was a little man. And I think that if Rose scooched over a little bit, he could have gotten on there, too. And he wouldn't have been at the bottom of the ocean.
You are, everybody.
That's what I think. So, let us know what you think. Was there room for Jack on whatever it was she was laying on?
There was room because I've seen computer-aided images where they placed them in different positions and they fit.
All right, y'all. Hashtag Team Rose. Hey, hashtag Team Jack.
Although, maybe she wanted an ocean full of secrets.
That is stupid.
You're stupid.
Because every picture she had was stuff that her and Jack talked about doing together, and she went and did it. So, I don't know.
With her new husband?
No. Like, he wasn't in any of the pictures. But yes, the Titanic.
You know what I want to see?
What?
Season 2 of 1923.
Yeah, that's a good show. So, do you know what we are doing tonight?
I hadn't got the slightest clue.
I'm very excited about this one because when we first started the podcast, y'all, I think this was like our third story, the Myrtle's Plantation. And I think the whole show episode was like 10 or 15 minutes long. So it took us that long to chit chat and go through the whole entire story and all the ghosts involved in the Myrtle's Plantation. We did not do it justice.
You're long-winded.
I am long-winded, and this story's about to be long-winded because we got a bunch of ghosts to go over.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Place is so daggum haunted, y'all. I am so excited about it. Not to mention, it is in Louisiana, and I love Louisiana. There is just
you
something.
You just want to go to see True Blood.
I do. I love True Blood. So if y'all haven't watched True Blood, watch True Blood. It's wonderful.
It's vampire porn.
It is kind of vampire porn, but it's also got a bit of a storyline. But yes, I love Louisiana. There's always something crazy and supernatural going on there. Bon ton. And but tonight we are headed to St. Francisville, Louisiana.
Okay.
And we're going to visit the Myrtle's Plantation, known to be one of the most haunted houses in the world.
Oh, hell no.
Hell yeah. So let's dive on in.
Dive on in. All right, let's get her gone.
Okay. So shortly after the plantation was built, that was when yellow fever swept across Louisiana. It killed off about a tenth of the population. So one out of every 10 people you would know would have died. Also, a lot of them were children. Some of the symptoms included high fever, stomach pains, and throwing up blood. Many people on the property had to watch their children die very gruesome deaths.
You know, I think that was kind of the thing way back when, though.
Yellow fever?
No, just having to watch a lot of kids and loved ones die. I mean, if you survived back then, you were lucky. I mean, wasn't the, like, the age was like 28 or
something. I was about to say, if you lived to 30, you were ancient, I think, because, yeah, people were dying left and right. There was even always something even new.
In like nowadays, if you look at pictures of like what a 58-year-old person looked like 30 years ago versus what one looks like now, you get like a real wrinkled up turnip, and you got J-Lo.
And they're like, he was actually 20 and not 58. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, they had it rough. I mean, these people worked hard for what they had. They had to build their own houses. I mean, it wasn't easy by any means for them. And you're right. They had to sit there and watch family die. I mean, many of these families had like 10 kids and half of them lived, you know? I mean, it was a hard, hard time. So, as I was saying, many of the people on the property had to watch their children die very gruesome deaths. And sometimes, if you had yellow fever, you would even bleed from your eyes.
Sometimes late at night.
The plantation also has many prankster spirits, which we'll talk about.
Like kids?
Yes, many kids. The plantation has about 250 years of history and every story you can imagine. The majority of this time, this was a slave plantation, which means a lot of the slaves and stories aren't documented. So, in the late 1700s, there was a man named Whiskey Dave. He came down here from Pennsylvania and built his house, but the legend says that the house that he built was actually put on Native American burial ground.
Ooh, we've seen so many movies where that's wrong.
Right, which, you guessed it, it was cursed land after that.
That's just crazy.
Crazy.
Craziness.
Now, they lived there until 1808, until Bradford passed away on the property. And a few years into it, his wife, or widow, she took over the property. She ran the plantation by herself until 1817, when her daughter got married to Judge Clark Woodruff. So what he did was, he bought the property and immediately started making changes to the plantation and stuff like that. He increased the acreage from 650 acres to about 2,000 acres. The entire grounds are known to have activity on them at all times. And I'm talking about ghost activity. Even the newest buildings on the property, they seem to get visits from spirits as well. So, let's talk about Chloe.
Chloe Sullivan?
No, not Chloe Sullivan. Y'all were watching Smallville about Superman, and there's a character called Chloe Sullivan. So, the property has been considered haunted for over 100 years. It's also home to a very famous ghost picture reported. In 1992, the current owner took a picture of the side of the house and caught one of the most clearest images ever of a figure. Just for proof, they sent the picture to National Geographic to get it authenticated. It's been proved the photo had not been tampered with whatsoever. Now, I'm going to show you this picture. The staff at the plantation.
Thou shall not pass. Oh, the staff. Like, people that work there.
So weird.
Not his cane staff.
No. The staff that lived, the employees, I guess I should say.
The slaves.
No, the employees. They get paid and are free. And the owners believe that the figure is Chloe. And I'm going to show Troy this picture. You see her?
The door thing?
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They believe that is Chloe. Chloe is the most famous ghost at the plantation. She was a slave on the property. Now, records weren't really kept on the slaves So a lot of this is stories passed down from generation to generation.
Can I ask a question real quick, though?
You can always ask a question.
So, this plantation mm-hmm. has been around for hundreds of years, right?
Yes.
And it's always ghosts that are from the 1817s.
Oh, we're going to go through this again?
Yes. Why is there not a ghost yelling, hey, it's Britney, bitch, or, you know, all that type of stuff? Why do you never see a modern-day ghost?
Well, also, I feel like...
Do they have to go to the Beetlejuice room and wait?
They got to wait for Juno, the caseworker, so she can get you going. But see, my thing is, a lot of these ghost stories that we talk about, these people died brutal, terrible deaths, you know? And this was a plantation. I mean,
plantation.
Everybody knows, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, terrible things happen at plantations.
Like what?
With the slaves. I mean, you know, there were no records. You could, you know, the slave owners would do just awful, terrible things to these people. And, you know, I can understand why there's probably ghosts walking around there. But we're going to also get to another reason why this place may have ghosts.
Well, it's probably because there was already people dead and buried on it from Columbus's genocide. Then,
probably.
So, I mean...
And then the Native burial ground. Yeah. Native American burial ground.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying.
Yeah. So, okay. The owner of the property at the time was Clark Woodruff. He was having an affair with a slave named Chloe. They worked very close together because Chloe was the nanny of his children. Her and the kids had a wonderful relationship, and it was so great that the children wanted to stay with Chloe more than their own mother. Being a nanny was one of the better positions to have, so she had to make everything work. If it didn't, she would probably be sent outside to the fields. So in order to make sure her job was safe and stay one step ahead, she would eavesdrop for information. One day, Clark was having a very important meeting in the gentleman's parlor. So Chloe hid behind the door and was listening to what was...
Is that like the den or living room now?
You mean you don't have a gentleman's parlor? I would assume it's probably just his office type deal since he was having a meeting with all the men. Because, you know, you also hear about the ladies' parlor, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like they were separated. But, yeah, they're in the gentleman's parlor, and Chloe hid behind the door, and she was trying to listen about what was being said. Well, one of the men got up and went to go open the door, but when he did... Chloe fell over into the room. Like, that kind of sounds like a cartoon when you see them, like, trying to listen and they open the door and they all fall over, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Scooby-Doo. But, yes, Chloe actually fell into the room and she was busted. Clark was absolutely furious. He had Chloe march to the courtyard and cut her left ear off.
Damn.
Yes. Chloe started to wear a green head wrap, and she would always drop it below where her left ear was so people couldn't see that it was gone. That is why many people think the 1992 ghostly picture is Chloe, because the spirit is wearing a head wrap covering that left ear. After Chloe was caught, she was demoted to the kitchen, which doesn't sound bad, but also, thank guys, this is in the 1800s. They didn't have air conditioning, and we're in Louisiana. So I know we've got some, you know, some European listeners and stuff like that. Louisiana is like the seventh layer of hell in the summertime. It's like, no, that's Florida. It's extremely hot. It's extremely hot and unbearable, and it's awful. So with her being demoted to the kitchen, having to work around, you know, the fires and, you know, all that stuff to cook, it was terrible for Chloe. She had it so bad. So Chloe wanted to get her job back in the house, obviously, and she saw the perfect opportunity to do so. She was going to bake a cake for the children for their party that year, which allowed her to add her own special ingredient.
Death.
She decided to put just a little bit of poison in the cake so they would get just a bit sick. And she could then nurse them back to health. And if she did that, she would look like a hero and get herself right back in the house as those children's nanny. But as it turned out, it didn't work out that way. Chloe put a little too much poison in the cake.
Where are you, Chloe?
Two of Clark's kids and his wife died because of the poison. Now, official reports on their death say that they died of yellow fever. But the stories say Chloe poisoned them. Well, Chloe, the poison she used, it's called oleander. And two leaves of this plant will kill a full-grown horse in an hour. And they actually happen to have that plant around the plantation. So, the owner was out of town at this time. So, Chloe went to the other slaves and begged them for help. She didn't know what to do. She was like, I messed up so bad. I really need your help with this. Well, here's the thing. The other slaves didn't want any part of this because they knew if they helped Chloe and it was found out that they helped Chloe, that it was going to be bad news for them. So they all decided to hold a trial, their own trial for Chloe. They found her guilty of 3 counts of murder. They took her to a tree and they hung her. And then they threw her body in the Mississippi River.
What about her damn ear? I would want some vengeance, too.
Well, I mean, she lost an ear, but she also killed 2 children and a wife. So, you know, there's that. But, so now Chloe is forever at the plantation, and she is one of the most active spirits in the house. One of Chloe's favorite things to do is steal earrings. Now, if you don't know, the plantation, they do tours. So you can definitely tour this place. And so a lot of women on the tour will get done with it and realize they only have 1 earring in. So she only steals one because... If Chloe is only allowed to wear 1 earring, then they're only allowed to wear 1 earring. So the staff kind of have like a little joke about it. They have a box full of earrings and they have called it Chloe's treasure chest. There's Chloe's treasure chest full of earrings that she's taken. And I will post this box on there so you'll see what it looks like. It's filled with earrings, y'all. Like, this is no joke. She loves to take earrings. And a lot of guests, because you can also stay in the on the grounds and in the main house for the night. They have woken up in the middle of the night to see Chloe holding a candle and standing over them while they're sleeping. Hmm. Now, I also heard that Chloe will also tuck you in. While you're asleep, you'll wake up and you're all tucked in nice and snug in the bed. Like, she'll tuck the covers underneath you and stuff while you're asleep.
So she's not trying to hurt anybody.
No, she's not trying to hurt anybody. She's just, I mean, it kind of honestly sounds like she's still doing her duties like she did with the children.
Ghost jobs.
Ghost jobs, right? We need to do something about that because I am not about working in my afterlife.
Nope.
No, sir. So, but I mean, honestly, that seems like it's what she's doing. Like, maybe she's looking in on the children while they're sleeping, holding the candle, and tucking them in. You know, maybe that's what she's doing. So, I didn't think of it that way. But also, stealing the earrings, Chloe, because I've got some earrings that I absolutely love. And we've had to replace those earrings before, and they're not easy to find. So I would be so upset if I went in there and came out with just one of them. You know it.
Right.
Me and Chloe would have some words. So, next we have the haunted mirror. There is a belief that if a spirit sees its own reflection in a mirror, that it could become trapped inside that reflection forever. So when someone died, they would put thick black cloths over the mirror so no spirit would see their reflection. In the plantation, they have one of the original mirrors from 1796. That means it has been there for every tragedy that has taken place in the house. On the mirror, there are a lot of marks that no one knows where they came from. They can't really be explained, including handprints and footprints embedded in the glass of the mirror. There are even drip marks that sometimes have a red tint. It's been reported that people have seen Clark's wife and children in the reflection of the mirror. And the mirror has actually been re-silvered and the whole backing replaced 10 times. And every time, the marks show right back up. Damn. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know.
It can never be explained. It's like they come up and just keep putting their handprints on the mirror. You know, so there's little handprints everywhere.
They need to be paying some rent.
Better be doing it. Let's see. Now, going through the dining room, all 13 spirits go back and forth through this room, but the ghost children love this area. But right past the dining room, we have the séance room. And it wouldn't be a mansion without a séance room. I can't wait till we get a mansion and we can have a seance room in there. Or a men in black room for us to do our...
You're just asking for trouble.
I am. One of the previous owners made a seance room in the center of the house. She was known for being a little crazy. She said the house was haunted and she wanted to prove it. So she would hold seances. The staff thinks she opened something and didn't know how to close it. The room comes complete with two large mirrors facing each other, which, as you know, causes a vortex or a portal to another dimension. And, I mean, that's even big here. I will not have mirrors facing each other. That's just a huge thing. Even at my dad's house, they will not have mirrors facing each other.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. Like, it's, people believe, it's not proven, but many people believe that if mirrors are facing each other, it causes some kind of portal that ghosts and spirits can come out of. So, there is that. Now, we have a murder in Louisiana. Uh-oh. McDuck. An unsolved murder. William Winter was the owner of the plantation for many years. He is also one of the spirits that haunts the house. In 1871, he was teaching a Sunday school class downstairs. He heard someone outside needing an attorney, which he was. So William wasn't expecting anyone, but it sounded like an emergency. The man that was yelling sounded desperate. So William walks out and the man says, "Are you William Winters?" William replies, "Yes, I am." The mystery man raised his gun and shot William in the chest twice with a shotgun. It hit him with so much force, it blew him back through the front doors. Now, William didn't die immediately, but he did know that time was not on his side. The only thing he wanted before he died was to see his wife one last time. William was helped up the stairs to get to his wife. She met him on the 17th step. They held each other, and he died in her arms. This next part, I swear to God, if you say a single word about it, because I know you will, I'm just going to tell you not to right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sarah Winters, William's wife, was rumored to die of a broken heart just a few years later. Is that funny stuff? She was sad, so she died.
She was sad, mate.
Seriously. Okay. So, even though... Oh, wait, where was I? Okay, just a few years later. The 17th step is very active. You will hear someone climbing the stairs and then a loud body thud.
Thud.
I've learned that from the TV because we've got... I don't know if y'all have y'all subtitles on your TV.
Body thuds.
I can't live without our subtitles. But every time somebody falls, it says body thud. And
did you learn how to read?
So, yes, somebody will climb the steps and you'll hear a loud thud and then it's silent. So, even though William's death is still a mystery today, some believe that since he was a really bad cheater at cards, he racked up a lot of debt. And someone just came to collect that day. They used to take cards really serious back then.
Well, a lot of people still do.
Do they? I would really like to learn how to play poker.
You don't know how to play poker?
I don't know how to play poker. I can play the shit out of some rummy, though. Let's see here. Where was I? Bad card player. Okay. But the story gets worse. A few years before his death, William and Sarah had a daughter named Kate. She came down with yellow fever, and she was only 4 years old. They brought in doctors from everywhere. Probably a good one from Metropolis.
Probably.
They brought doctors in from everywhere, the best that money could buy, but nothing worked. In their final attempts to save Kate, they decided, let's call a voodoo priestess.
That'll work.
So they brought in a voodoo priestess. Her name was Cleo.
And is Cleo still around?
We have, yes, she is still around. We have Cleo and we have Chloe. She did everything she possibly could. When she got done, she said, Kate is saved. The very next day, Kate died. I would be so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for her to be like, oh, she's saved, she's good, I'll see y'all later. And then the very next day, you know? So, as I said, I would be pissed. These parents were pissed because after their daughter died, they went out and found Miss Cleo and they hung her from a tree.
Damn.
Miss Cleo is still haunting the property to this day. She walks around everywhere. She loves walking around outside, but she's also been seen in the house a few times, but mainly outside, I believe. So, and it's also, people have also wondered that the picture that I showed you of Chloe that they took, you know, They've wondered if it could be Cleo also. But with the turban, is it a turban or just the head wrap?
Yeah.
With the head wrap covering her left ear, they're pretty sure it's Chloe. Kate died in William's room. Which that really got to me that she died. She wasn't in her room. It was like, you know, when you were sick when you were little and you'd always want to lay in your parents' bed when you got sick.
No.
You didn't do that?
No.
Oh. Okay,
I just wanted to watch Bob Barker, Price is Right.
Well, when I was little, when I got sick, I'd always have to lay in my mom's bed. Like, I would not stay in my bed. I'd have to go get in her bed when I was sick. And that's kind of what it reminded me of was when Kate got sick, she wanted to be in Dad's bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, she died in there, and Kate is a very playful spirit. She loves jumping on the guest beds while they're asleep. She likes to run up and down the halls. And she also likes to giggle at 3 a.m.
The witching hour.
The witching hour. She loves that. Any of the creepy ghost kid stuff, she's there for. Like, she loves it. Kate's favorite room is the card room because that is where her portrait hangs. She loves to hear her story being told and is even caught in some of the pictures, which I will definitely post on Instagram. This is Kate.
Chubby little thing.
She's a chunky little girl. But look, there's one of the pictures that was caught during a tour. Oh,
she's walking.
And she's wearing the same dress from the picture, mm-hmm. too. I'll post this picture on there that I found. It looks identical to her, y'all. So there's a story about Kate. There was a little boy. I don't know if he's like the owner's son or he was on a tour or what. But they were going through the dining room and the little boy asked his mom if he could swing on the chandelier. And obviously the mom, you know, absolutely not. Why would you even ask that? And the little boy said, well, why does that little girl get to?
Why is it little kids and animals can see stuff?
Because I don't think they've got that. Like, they're just, you know how when we get older, we're just negative and just unbelieving.
Get off my lawn type.
Yeah. Kids aren't like that. They, you know, they could see a ghost and just think it was somebody that was there, you know? That little kid probably thought, well, why does she get to since I don't get to? He didn't know it was a ghost, you know? He probably just thought it was a little girl there. But yes, Kate loves to make herself known. Now, the gazebo.
Oh my gosh, you know what I just realized?
What?
It's almost my birthday.
It is almost your birthday.
Yeah, sorry.
The gazebo. Since the plantation was built on the Native American burial ground, many people have reported sightings of a Native American woman standing in the gazebo. And that was all I found about that. But she likes to hang out at the gazebo. And that's all there was. Now, those are the most active spirits on the Myrtles Plantation. And that's what I got on it. So, I did happen to look up how much these rooms go for. Now, you can, as I said, you can stay in the rooms overnight. And those rooms range, and I thought they'd be the most expensive rooms, but they start from about $185 and they go to $300. Now, you can add flowers, macaroons, champagne, or wine with two complimentary Myrtle's glasses.
Huh.
Now, it also comes with a mystery tour and breakfast, so that's not bad. Or you can rent the cottages, and those are, like, very expensive. I saw one for, like, I think $1,200. But the cottages also, when I looked at them, they kind of look like the slave quarters on the ground. Like, really? Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, they're not because they were rebuilt, but that's just kind of what they looked like when I looked at them. But yes, that is the Myrtles Plantation. And I would really like to go there. What do you think?
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely. Plus, I mean, I think it's very beautiful. I feel like my mom has been there because she, when we first did the story, she wanted to call me and tell me what all I got wrong. So, you know, there's that. But it is called, when they renamed it the Myrtles Plantation, it was because of the flowers, the crepe myrtles that grow around the plantation. So I will post a picture of those beautiful things too.
Post what I sent you.
What did you send me? Are you serious? Are those butt beads?
Jennifer.
Is that what they are?
No, it's the pull string for a dishwasher.
Oh my God. Why do you send me this stuff? You're so funny. Yes, that is definitely the Myrtles Plantation. It is very beautiful. As I said, you can stay there. It looks amazing. Also, I got a lot of information from the show Sam and Kobe. Listened to a bunch of different podcasts. And it was very interesting because Sam and Kobe did their investigation there. And they do the voice box thing. And they would ask questions and it was so funny. They were like, is anybody in the room with us? And then you hear, hi. And it was Kate. And it sounded just like a little girl. And they're like, is this Kate? And she goes, it's me. And it was almost cute, though, the way she was talking. I mean, you could tell it was just a little girl's voice. And but they had a very active experience there. I would 100% recommend you to watch that because it was so good. And then also Buff Nuts has obviously been to the Myrtle's Plantation. So I'm sure he yelled at the ghost and harassed him for a while. And made Aaron go sit in a room by himself, probably, I would imagine.
Good.
Probably. That's what he's for. So, I wonder if they'd let us go do a little ghost investigation there. You think?
I don't know.
I mean, they let shows go there and do it. I bet you have to pay like a price though. Like if you're going to be walking around. Because when they went, that place was empty. So I bet you have to rent out like the whole house.
Yeah, probably.
So that would be super expensive.
Have your own insurance, stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, do you have anything you need to add? Any stories you've seen or anything?
No, not really. But those pictures did look identical to the two people.
Yeah, I will definitely post that. Also, back to this Men in Black thing.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I forgot this part. Like, do you think they think they're out of a job now because people don't really care that there's aliens?
I'm still counting down the days to try to figure out if there's really aliens or not.
I mean, there are. But, like, do you think now they're just like, I mean, I guess we don't have to threaten anybody anymore.
No, I picture aliens, like, flying by the earth and rolling their windows up because they're just like, oh, we're in the ghetto or something. We're not stopping at
Earth. They lock their doors when they drive past our planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of imagine that, too, because we are garbage. So
and all we do is destroy each other and our planet.
Exactly. Why would you want to stop here? Unless they're just selfless beings that want to make us better. What is that thing?
It's a wolf.
That's a fluffy wolf. Speaking of wolves, y'all.
I was looking for some last minute stuff that I know I've heard something, but I can't remember it right now.
I saw something today on Instagram. It was like some kind of theory that they had where you're the only person on Earth and all of this is in your mind and you will live.
Like the Matrix type stuff.
Well, it was weird. Like all the people that you see, you've made up in your mind and you're going to live all the lifetimes of the people that you see in your lifetime. And once you finish living all those lifetimes, you will eventually turn into a god. And it was some theory.
I think that's already happened to me.
You're already a god?
Yes.
Oh, it's not Troy, it's God.
Well, I normally go by Jackhammer, but...
Wow.
There's some stuff on the Titanic, lost footage from survivors.
Yeah, it's like when a tragedy happens...
The Simpsons knew it was going to happen first.
Yeah, they did. But when tragedies happen, that's when all the dirt comes up on stuff. Like, they can't just give... Like, why would they not tell us this stuff about the Titanic? Everybody from that period is officially dead. Like, isn't that their thing? Like, they want to wait till everybody that was involved...
Also, keep in mind, too, if there's ever big news stories that break, like the ship going to see the Titanic and stuff, pay attention to what's going on elsewhere.
The side news.
With our governments and other country governments. Because there's always something else happening.
Yeah, like they will. Exactly. They'll break this huge tragic story to cover up something that they're doing behind the curtains. So always pay attention, y'all.
It's got a raging clue.
My raging clue is pointed towards a rot. Okay, we gotta stop watching South Park. Okay. Well, guys, please stay hydrated. It is hot out there. Y'all in Louisiana.
Yeah, record setting heat. Lately.
Yes, like, definitely. Especially people in Louisiana. My thoughts are with you guys because, oh my goodness.
Try Arizona.
Arizona to
120 something.
I mean, anywhere in those
heat index of 10,000.
Oh, is that Tennessee? Because no. It was today. Yes, everybody, please stay hydrated and stay indoors if you can.
Yeah, like I had to go outside and was like, no, thank you, and went right back inside and sat in the air conditioner.
My mom called and was like, I would like to do something with Ashlyn. Is there anything outside we could do? And I was like, no.
Melt.
I was like, y'all can go inside and she can play on her phone. How about that? But yeah, I was like, absolutely not. She's like, I know, I can't go outside either. It's really hot. But yeah, it's a mess. So anyway, stay hydrated, y'all. Please be careful out there. It's crazy hot. Make good choices. And we will see you guys next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.